The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
one. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. How's Mike Bonaccorso doing today?
I'm doing well, Doug. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing good, Mike. We're basically in the middle of October here, and exciting times going on out there. As far as baseball is concerned, and you know, there's a lot of congratulations to your Mets moving on here. Excited about that. Yep. And listen, I tell you, and you know, I'm not saying this on the show. I've been saying it to you since the beginning of the playoffs. I think the Mets got the magic. I know how you. I know your personality. You like to downplay it, I'm excited for you guys.
It's great. It's been absolutely thrilling and exciting. I mean, you know, and the interesting thing is, I know a lot of non-Met fans that are actually saying, wow, you know, it's exciting. You know what I'm saying? So they're kind of grabbing everybody, not just the longtime fan, but yeah, you know.
Do you think like up by Detroit, the same kind of enthusiasm going on right now?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. Yeah.
Gotta be,
yeah.
Right? Oh, even non Tiger fans up in that area have gotta be rooting for them.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, it really, really
is. You
know,
sports really, Doug, really brings people together. When you look at these stands and you see people jumping up and down and hugging each other, it really, you know, you realize, you know, we can really all get along.
Oh, we do all get along. If you listen, the reality of the situation is we do all get along.
Yeah.
You know,
that is
you know, there are, you know, stupid issues out there where people will argue about, you know, politically and kind of stuff like that. But as a whole, you know, we are a nation and a world of people who get along for the most part, right? I mean, the vast majority get along with each other.
And speaking of needing to get along, everybody down in Florida in light of the hurricane and everything that's been going on, the Carolinas, they need a lot of help.
They do need a lot of help. And, you know, anything anybody can do here, you know, even if that's just sending, a little bit of money to the Red Cross, mm-hmm. you know, or something of that nature, whatever, you know, whatever we can do. And we've got clients down there and you know, knock on wood, most of them have been okay.
Yep.
And, you know, so it's a treacherous time. But, you know, let me tell you a quick story. Is on the way into work in the morning, I typically stop at local 7-Eleven and grab a coffee. And I was chatting with one of the guys there who I guess he's the owner. I don't know. He's there every day. But he was telling me that his family didn't get impacted by this hurricane, but the previous hurricane. And they're down in the Georgia area, you know, in the Carolinas and Georgia. And what he said to me, he said, you know, it's really nice that down in that area, it's unfortunate that takes a tragedy or a major bad event like this to get the community to come together. He goes down where his brother lives down there. He goes in the neighborhood. It's, you know, my brother is barbecuing for everybody in the neighborhood because everybody's still not up and running. And then another person is doing this and another person is doing that. And it really is unfortunate that it takes an event like that to get that sense of community together. And, like, listen, we had it during COVID, too, right? Yeah. I mean, we really did it on a different sense. And now, you know, you see it again. It would just be nice if we could be like that on a regular basis.
Yeah, no, you've seen a lot of teamwork, for lack of better words, helping each other along and caring and helping out. And that's super important. And, you know, Doug, you know, I know you mentioned our clients, but a lot of folks that listen to us or that are clients, they think we're just New Jersey based.
No.
And we have quite a few clients from South Carolina, Georgia, right into Florida, right in that southern Southern Belt. And obviously, if you think about it, folks, so many people retire and move down there. So that's, you know, we've tried to reach out to as many as we can and, you know, wish well and all that and see, yeah, make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah. So, let's hope that's it for this year, right? You know, keep our fingers crossed. I know they're projecting that there's going to be another one, but.
Are they really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think when's it end? December 1st or November 1st? They usually say hurricane season ends.
Typically in the middle of November, I think, is when they say, you know, it. I think technically it's December 1st.
Right.
But like November, middle of November, you know, time frame. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, that's our sports report. That's our weather report.
Yep.
So now let's get on to our economic and financial report. And it's been a little bit of an interesting week out there. Not a lot of, you know, information out there to extremely move the markets. And in fact, if I took a look, it might be a positive week overall. Yeah. And, you know, but, you know, here we are. Earnings are starting to come out, Mike.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to be very interesting for the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, the September 30th third quarter end, earnings, companies are starting to report their earnings, and it'll be interesting to see what they say. But as you and I always like to say on the show, Doug, it's going to be interesting what they say going forward.
Yeah,
because now it's, you know, the final quarter of 24, and usually they can look out into 25. We may start getting guidance, so they start kind of telling you what type of year or how 25 may shape up.
They do. And, you know, when we're in times like this and, you know, being in the business as long as we've been in the business, we've seen periods of time that are, you know, similar. And I keep an eye on the financials right around now. I keep an eye on the financial companies, on the banks, and I see what they say. What's going on there? And we saw some good earnings come out from a couple of banks this past week. And one of the things that I saw was we saw decent earnings related to trading activity, which means that there's money moving around. There's stuff that's happening out there. But I've also seen something else which was intriguing to me, is a compression on earnings on net interest income.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And the reason for that is now they're getting pressure on raising interest rates.
Sure, sure. And that's exactly what's happening, Doug. Great explanation of it. But yeah, but it's going to be interesting because, you know, we're in this whole, which way do interest rates, how much, you know, the trend seems to be they're going to be trending down. You have companies that have to work that into how does that affect their companies? How do they see things? We have the election coming up, you know, in a couple of weeks. So there's a lot going on. I'm not saying it's necessarily bad. That's not necessarily the case. It's just saying that there's a lot of digestion that needs to be done. For the corporations that trickle down through the markets, that trickle down to you and I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand completely what you're saying. And I think, you know, at the beginning of the week, we got a hot number that came out and people were like, oh, I don't know if the Fed's going to continue to be able to cut rates. But then as the week went on, we had other information that came out related to inflation and stuff of that nature where they said, okay, we think that the Fed's going to be able to stay on track with cutting interest rates. And, you know, Mike, for the last probably 2 weeks now, maybe 3 weeks, don't hold me to this, folks, I don't remember exactly, is we're out of an inverted yield curve. And what an inverted yield curve means, folks, is that short-term rates are higher than long-term rates. So you get paid more interest to hold your money someplace for a shorter period of time than you would for a longer period of time. And that's a typical sign, could be a typical sign, of a potential recession. That has changed. We are not in an inverted yield curve now. We're in a normalized yield curve right now where the shorter duration is getting the lower interest rate, the midterm is getting the medium interest rate, and the long term is getting the higher rate. And that bodes well, in my opinion, for markets and for the economy.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. That's always good, you know, to see the yield curve like that. So, you know, I don't really have much to say about it. I mean, we'll see what happens, but that is a good sign that things are looking that way. The thing I was thinking about when you're talking is, you know, they're saying, oh, maybe the Fed with the cutting. I think the Fed has a game plan, and I think it's calling for cutting, and I think we're going to see cutting, and I think they're going to do it initially. If they need to adjust down the road and maybe not do it as much or as severe, whatever word you're looking for, that could be the case. Doug, what I'm interested to see is, you know, we're kind of going into that slow period of real estate where heading into the holidays and people aren't going to put the houses up and they kind of wait for the weather to break in the springtime. Well, if there are considerable interest rate cuts and mortgage rates are down, I'd be really interested to see how real estate reacts when it comes, you know, next March, April, springtime when people put them up, because 60-day close, kids will be out of school, you know the whole thing, and everybody does, how that kind of plays out.
Well, listen, I'm not changing my viewpoint on real estate. You still are going to have a supply issue. There's not a doubt in my mind, and the reason that you're going to have a supply issue is because excess of 60% of the households in the United States either have no mortgage on it or a mortgage below 4%. And until you see mortgages get back down to that, to those levels, I think that you're going to see people very hesitant to move out of their homes.
Yeah, well, could be, you know, but it's just going to be interesting to see how it all plays out with interest rates being, well, you know, could be slow, but also could be a run-up or excessive bidding for homes.
Well, what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, so it's going to be interesting. I think somewhere in 2025, we're going to have a real discussion going on what's going on in the real estate market.
Sure, I agree with you. And I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be anything negative.
No, I'm not saying it's negative.
Yeah. Well, when you say a real discussion going on, right, I don't want people to think that I think that real estate values for a period of time here, and that I see, my opinion only, and you can chime in, Mike, obviously, for the foreseeable future, is certainly very stable to up.
Yeah. You know, makes sense. You would think so. You think the way the rates are trending, the stats you threw out, you would think that all kind of adds up into that. You know, into that situation.
Yeah, you know, Mike, when we bought our first homes, right, and we went out, like, we told a realtor we wanted to buy a house, they'd say, okay, come on, I've got, you know, what town you want to live in? I want to live in Clark. Okay, come on, we got 10 houses. Let's go take a look. That's not the case.
No, it's not. And the other thing, too, Doug, I mentioned this weeks ago, if not months ago, on the show. Seems to me that the generation that's getting married, they're buying houses before they get married, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And years ago, I think when we got married many, many moons ago, I think it used to be, well, we're going to get married, we're going to rent, and then, you know, within 5 years, we're hoping to maybe buy a house, or we're going to have children, and, you know, there was some planning to it, if you will.
Right.
You know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But there was planning. But it just feels like now that, you know, hey, so-and-so engaged. Oh, they just bought a house. Hey, so-and-so's engaged. They just bought a house. So it almost feels like as quick as these houses are coming up,
well,
you know, they're being swallowed up. Is that, I don't know. That's just me. I mean, that's just, you know, well, how I do my little audit samples in my mind.
And now it's very good. But let me ask you a question, right? How old's Michael?
33.
Joey?
29.
Are they getting invited to a lot of weddings right now?
Well,
when we were 29 and 33 years old, man, we were in the circuit. Like, it was happening.
Yeah.
Even actually before that.
Yeah.
Right. Our generation, we got married. Most, you know, would get married earlier.
That's a great point, because most there's a lot of people get married later.
Right. Yeah. So I think that lays to your point.
We're ready to buy a house immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
And they might have more money now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ability to do that. You know, it's definitely an interesting time out there. And, you know, but all this stuff that we talk about, right, that we come on here and we talk to you about, and I know some of them, it can seem haphazard, because it is, right? It's not scripted. We sit here and we talk to you about what comes to our mind while we're having doing the show here, folks. And the point of having this conversation is to let you guys hopefully think about things that maybe you're not sitting around thinking about, right? Because we want you to increase your financial awareness, or to, you know, thinking about things that are going on. But these things that we talk about, and Mike and I talk about these on a regular basis inside the office, are things that for us as your financial advisor are important for us to consider and know as we set up your strategies going forward in life. And because they really are important to know and to think about, to see what the negative or positive impact any circumstance could have on somebody's overall financial life. And so we just try to give you this information so you think about it a little bit. But this is valuable information for us. This is important information for us.
Yeah, no, Doug, hey, listen, so much we talk about here is the economy and what's going on and things that, and, you know, so much stuff in the economy is really, I'll call it trickle down for lack of better words. It does affect you. A lot of people don't realize it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, retail sales and like we're saying, people buying homes and are they remodeling and what does that do for the economy? What does that do? You know, we're all in it together. Just because you may not be buying a home, but we're all affected by things one way or another, I believe.
Yeah. You know, Mike, during the week I had somebody call in and talk to me about, it was a child of a client of ours called in and just said to me, I just want to thank you guys because something happened to my parent and I went into their filing cabinet and they had your financial organization system in there. So I think we haven't spoken about that in a long time.
No.
So I think we take a break here. And then when we come back, we talk about our financial organization system, the importance of being financially organized, and lay that out for the people there, as well as the opportunity for them to take advantage of, you know, getting our system into them.
Sounds great.
All right. We will be right back, folks.
How much do you really know about retirement readiness? Like how to earn income in retirement, Social Security, Medicare, inheritance planning, and other important financial issues? It's not a one-size-fits-all plan, but there are some things you can do to be prepared. Join Doug and Mike, the hosts of Your Financial Future, for a Retirement Readiness Workshop, Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. This workshop is free to Your Financial Future listeners, and dinner will also be served. Few people actually take the time to create a plan for living during retirement, but the ones who do live happy and long lives. So be retirement ready and join Doug and Mike from Wealth Management Group Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. Space is limited. Reserve your spot by calling 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 or wealthmanagegroup.com.
Back to the show, folks, and if you just heard the spot, Mike, I'm really excited. We've got two dinners coming up for our listeners out there, two events for to come out and learn about some retirement readiness. It's really a very important thing, and so we've got on November 6th at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, and on November 14th at Nero's Grill in Livingston, New Jersey.
Yeah, sounds great, and you know it's going to be, you know, great events. Retirement readiness, Doug, I think what a topic, you know, and all the different components of it that we're going to talk about affects everyone.
Yep.
You know, just we're going to give you, again, just like the show, education. Mm-hmm. Try to get you to think and, you know, doesn't it apply to me? How does it apply to me? That type of process. You know, obviously it's a live, you know, show, for lack of better words, right? It's not like the, you know, here and people are going to ask questions and, you know, and a lot of times what we find is when we get into the events, one question triggers another question because
yep.
People are generally thinking about the same things or concerned about the same
things. Yeah, so excited about that. So make sure you call the register for the event and, you know, we're excited to see you guys out there. So Mike, as I mentioned before we came into the last segment, before we went to the break, is that recently I got a telephone call in from a child of a client that just wanted to say, hey, you know, I had to take care of something for my parents and went into their files and I found your financial organization system right there. And I got to tell you something is that, you know, my parents actually followed it and it made things so much easier. And I think that one of the big problems that people face with their financial lives, Mike, is that they're overwhelmed because they're not organized when it comes to, you know, their financial lives.
Yeah, I was going to say, Doug, you know, psychologically, I think the biggest stress or what causes stress for people's financial world is everybody thinks it's like, well, it's results. It's results driven, like, you know, up or down. And I think you got to take a step and kind of go way back because I think it starts right at the beginning with the organization, a feeling under control. What, you know, where are my documents? What do I own? Why do I own it? I need a document for a specific situation. Where is it? Because our experiences tell us, Doug, that so many people come through the door for help in this, and they always feel like, I'm out of control. I don't know what I have. I don't even know if I can find it. I got to go dig for it. And I think it makes, because creates a lot of anxiety. And I think that's what we're trying to get over right here. We believe that's the biggest start.
Well, I agree with you. And I think that being organized has so many different benefits. Being organized, by the way, isn't just being organized for yourself. It's also being organized for somebody who may have to help you one day.
Yeah.
Or for somebody who's going to have to clean some stuff up when you're not here anymore.
Yeah.
All right? And so we've taken the time to set up a financial organization system that is so easy to use, in my opinion, and so simple. Like, we've really gone to great lengths to make it easy and simple. And the reason that we did that is so you use it. How many things in your life, Mike, in your lifetime, have you said, oh, yeah, I would like to try to do something like that? And then once it comes in, it's so complicated, it's so time-consuming, you just are like, I'm just not going to do this, right?
Yeah. Anytime it's more stress to do what you're trying to get over the stress, that's a problem.
It really is a problem. So rather than have your stuff strewn all over the place, let us send you out our financial organization system. It's our treat. It's at our expense. It's for you. You just need to pick the phone up and give a call. We're going to talk about it in a minute, but pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. And we're happy to send this kit out to you. It's our compliments. Let's talk about the kit for a little bit, Mike, and walk them through it.
Yeah. Doug, our financial organization system that we tell you to follow, It's really a series of files, right? And multiple colors representing multiple things. And I'll kick off with a color, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the first color would be red. And Doug, what would red be for?
Well, red signals emergency, right?
Yep.
So we say to people, in your red files are your things that you'd need or somebody else would need on your behalf in an emergency. So things that we suggest that you put into the red files: a power of attorney,
yep,
a living will, a list of your current prescriptions, the name of your current doctor. These are things that are extremely important in the event of an emergency. Just think to yourself, if somebody's got to call an ambulance to come to my house for me, what's going to make it easiest for them? And if you tell your children or you tell a friend or a family member, listen, I have my financial organization system. It's here. If anything ever happens to me, the red folder is the emergency folder.
Yeah, even emergency contact number,
right,
stuff like that. You know, Doug, I don't want to use the word guarantee, but if somebody got rushed to the hospital right now, you better believe they're asking you for the medical directive,
right,
and they're asking you for a list of prescriptions, and are you allergic to anything?
Right.
That's almost a given, okay? And I'm not a doctor. So,
No, but it's true.
Yeah, and so that's key. Let's move on to the next file, and probably a file everybody wants to hear about. What's in that green file? Let's take a guess.
So what does green represent, right? The greenbacks, the money, right? Everything you have. So we'll send you out and folders for your various financial statements. Now, we don't want all your financial statements in one file. That's being a little bit organized.
Yep.
What we want is we're going to send you out several files. We want you to break it up. Your bank accounts, your retirement accounts, your non-retirement accounts, right? That's, three very easy ways to break up your financial information, your money-related stuff.
Right. So, good, Doug.
Now, why is that important? Well, when it's time to meet with, Mike or Doug, you can grab your green files and head on into the office with them. Everything's right there for you. One of the things is, Mike, that people will say it's a challenge to get that started. It will take you, I don't know, I'll bet you if you sat down with all those financial statements that you have piled up on your desk or on your dining room table or wherever they may be, and you sit down with them, probably take you 15, 20 minutes at the end of the day to go through them all and get them filed.
Yeah. And you know, that's a great point. And that's what it takes. And, you know, okay, so where are the mistakes? What do we see, you and I? We see people just hanging on to years and years of statements.
Right.
Envelopes not even opened. All kinds of stuff. Just complete, you know, discombobulation, if you will. And we're trying to get you to clean that up. Let's get it into, like Doug said, maybe three folders if need be. Have them labeled. Have them organized. The next time statements come in, right, let's get into the practice the good habits of, okay, here's my most current statement. Go put it in their files and maybe throw out the prior statements. This way we're not building years and years and years of information. You know, Doug, so many people, their concerns are, how long do I need to keep a statement for? Okay, why don't we talk about that a little bit or some of the things that people that work with us.
So what we recommend is hold on to year-end statements for a couple of years.
Yep.
I'm a fan of that. Hold on to your year-end statement. But your statements that come in during the year, compare the two, make sure everything jives, shred the old one, put the new one in the file.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, what people fail to realize, so many statements have year-to-date results, either monthly results, quarterly results. So it kind of keeps you kind of have those results, keeps you moving forward. And, you know, so you get those statements, you keep it organized, you do that. I always say to our clients, okay, I mean, let's get something going like that to get you organized. I also always remind them, if you need something, pick up the phone and call me. Okay,
right.
If you needed some sort of a statement or something. So people just get bogged down with clutter, and we're trying to get you decluttered and also on the right path of doing the right things moving forward.
Yeah, you know, Mike, and we've got many success stories of people who have, you know, implemented the organization system. And one of the success stories that I remember is that we sent it out, and they called up and they said, hey, they laughed. They said, you know, I have this old account, retirement account, that this statement comes in and I just totally forgot about. It only has $60,000 in it. And I'm like, oh, is that all? And they're like, yeah, but that's not a lot of money. I said, hold on. If you walk out into the parking lot right now and you find $60,000, you're going to probably be the happiest person on the planet. Now, if you lose the $60,000, you're going to be very unhappy. So let's not poo-poo in this circumstance $60,000. But it was idle money. It was sitting in this person's situation. It was sitting in an account doing zero. Okay, nothing, just sitting there. It was neglected because it was the smallest account that this person happened to have at the time, because they had several hundred thousand dollars in their 401k and, you know, other accounts. But this was the ugly duckling of the portfolio, if you will.
Yeah, and Doug, do you remember what's, you know, kind of reminiscent a little bit here, back in the day when all the Bells divested and there was all different stock issued? And I think one of our great stories is, you know, somebody coming in with a shopping bag as a new client and saying, here, and just having a bag full of envelopes of, okay, this was this stock, this was this stock, this was this stock, this was this stock. And it was, a major undertaking back then. And boy, back in the day when the Bells first divested, there was just statements all over the place and stocks, people finding stock certificates.
Yep.
And the stories were legendary, what took place.
Yeah, they absolutely were. So, you know, there's a lot of good. And just so you know, this is not something new. Like, Mike and I designed this wealth management group organization, financial organization system, I don't even know how long ago. I would say 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Oh, this has been, probably, because this has been a problem. We've been meeting people for, you know, as long as this show's been on, even longer, of saying, hey, here's everything. I'm a little bit of a mess, and that's fine. You know, I want to make that perfectly clear. If you are that person, you feel out of control and you don't know what you own or where the documents are or where's this, you know, and feel free, come forward. You know what I'm saying? We're here to help. We get this. This is very, very common for folks.
Yeah. So then, Mike, we've got the blue folders.
Yep.
All right. So in the blue folders are basically, I like to see you put your stock, I mean, your car titles, your real estate deeds, things that you own, and the titles prove that you own them. I like to see those go into the blue files.
Yeah, and that's key too, right? You know, how many times somebody needs a deed to the house and like, I don't have a clue where that is.
Right.
Okay. So this helps you with the important titles, if you will, like Doug said, the car title, the title to the house, things that come up once every blue moon. Well, it's in the blue file.
Yeah. And it's like, so it's things that you own. And then there's another document that goes in there. I like to see it in there. Some people put it in the red, but I don't like it in the red. I like it in the blue. And that's the deed for a mausoleum. That's a deed for a cemetery plot, you know, whatever, you know, whatever it is, as well as I like to have in there. And I don't like it in the red. I just like it in the blue. Is that if you have a prepaid funeral expense?
Sure.
You
absolutely
know, that's I like to have that stuff, you know, in the blue.
Significant title, significant assets, if you will.
Right.
But hardly ever need it.
Right. Correct.
But when you need it, boy, you better be able to find it.
Yeah, you want to know where it is, right? I don't know if you've ever lost a title to a car. It's not like it's the end of the world to go and get it. It's an inconvenience. It's an unnecessary inconvenience.
What's a day at the motor vehicles?
Right.
Sounds like fun.
Well, I'll tell you, though. Have you been to motor vehicles lately?
Several years back.
Dramatically improved.
Yeah, I know.
Dramatically improved. So, yeah. All right. And then we've got the yellow folders, Mike. And those are the insurance folders. All right. Those are your homeowner's insurance, your auto insurance, your flood insurance, your long-term care insurance, your disability insurance, your life insurance. Those are your insurance folders.
Doug, let me go to life insurance right off the bat. People come in all the time, new clients, they sit down. What type of life insurance did you have? And it becomes a stutter, a delay. I have something. I don't know if it's to work or I think I have a policy. I think it's term, but I think it may be expiring soon. I don't know. I think it was 200,000. These are the conversations we're having, right? And you want to have your policies and you want to have, what do you have? That's a pretty big deal, right? When somebody dies, is there going to be plenty of life insurance there? Not I'm guessing, or did that expire, or when I retire from my job, how much am I entitled to going forward, or did I lose it all already? These are important. That's a big deal.
Folks, we want to send you out the Wealth Management Group Financial Organization Kit. We just gave you an overview of what it is, but I really do believe that it can help you and be a big benefit to you. It's our gift to you. There's no cost. There's no obligation. You don't have to do anything to get it other than pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We're happy to send it out to you, get you on the path of getting financially organized. And, you know, I just think it's a really good thing. And we know that people who have come into our office and we've pulled the files out and said, let's go, we're going to get you started here. They tend to leave with a sense of relief and feeling like, okay, I'm on the way.
Who doesn't like to be organized?
Yep. So again, folks, call in. The number is 855-262-3722, and we'll send you out the Wealth Management Group Financial Organization Kit. We will be right back, folks.
How much do you really know about retirement readiness? Like how to earn income in retirement, Social Security, Medicare, inheritance planning, and other important financial issues. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan, but there are some things you can do to be prepared. Join Doug and Mike, the hosts of Your Financial Future, for a retirement readiness workshop Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Tom's River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. This workshop is free to Your Financial Future listeners, and dinner will also be served. Few people actually take the time to create a plan for living during retirement, but the ones who do live happy and long lives. So be retirement ready and join Doug and Mike from Wealth Management Group Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. Space is limited. Reserve your spot by calling 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 or wealthmanagegroup.com.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. Mike and I come out here this week and every week to talk to you about financial stuff, and we say we'll talk to you about financial stuff because we talk to you about anything and everything that has to do with your money to see if we can help you, guide you in the right direction to accomplishing your financial goals and objectives. And, You know, so far here during the show, Mike, we've really spoken about, you know, getting organized financially and, you know, at the beginning of the show, awareness about what's going on out there in the economy and the financial world. And, you know, I just think that for the people out there, these things that are not necessarily money management related are so important. And folks, I hope that you guys understand that as well. I mean, it would be very easy for us to come out here every single week and just talk to you about investing strategies, money usage ideas, and things of that nature. But we don't think that that's in your best interest. What we think is in your best interest is to give you actionable, usable stuff to help you in your overall financial life, not just investing.
You know, Doug, I believe your chances of success, and even just forget getting rid of stress out of your life, but your chances of success in the financial, your financial world, with being organized, steps up so much in your favor when you know, when you're organized, what do I own? Where is it? How much do I own? What is this? What is that insurance policy? I just feel it has to, I don't see a downside to it.
Right.
You know, in my opinion, you know, of having your act together, as we like to say, right? I got to put my act together one of these days. Well, this is the perfect chance, and I think it's a great springboard. We believe it's the building blocks, the foundation to your financial house. That's why we developed this, and we offer it out, and we have these conversations.
Absolutely. So we're into the "What have you been up to lately?" segment of the show, and I'll kick it off, Mike, if it's sure. Okay with you. Is I had a we didn't talk about the "What have you done with me lately?" last week. So 2 weeks ago, I had a review meeting with a client on the telephone. Just having a chat and going on. And he called me up to tell me, "Hey, you're never going to believe it." And I said, "What?" He goes, "I'm going back to work." I go, "Why are you going back to work?" He goes, "I'm not going back to work. He goes, "I just got a job." And I said, "Okay, well, why'd you get a job?" "Bored." "Okay." So he goes, "But just so you know, I don't want you to send me money out of my account anymore because I'm going to be working, you know, part-time here, and I'm going to have enough of the, you know, the extra money that you were sending me between..." This guy's fortunate enough to have a pension. "My pension, my Social Security, and the extra money you were sending, I don't need you to send it to me anymore because, you know..." And I like that for several reasons. First of all is I'm a big advocate of you staying active when you retire. And active means a lot of different things, can mean different things to different people, right? And being and having a job or volunteering, having a responsibility to be someplace, I think keeps you youthful. And so I was happy to hear that. But I was happy for another aspect. And that other aspect is sometimes, Mike, when this happens with people, they don't say, "Stop sending me money." They just keep taking it. And now they've got excess money and they start building it up. And it's a bad decision in a lot of circumstances. So it made me happy to hear that. And I guess my point is that he had an overall strategy. He retired. He was doing fine financially, just bored. And one of the things that he said to me was, "I wish that I had laid out a game plan for what I was going to do when I was retired, because I always thought I was going to do other things, not go back to work."
Yeah, it's interesting. And, you know, Doug, one thing you talked about there, if I may dive into it, is people taking money from accounts. And you said he doesn't need it, and you were happy that he called and said, "Hey, I don't need it." And I find that works really extreme with people. There's folks that are afraid to take money from their accounts when they need it, and you have to say, come on, that's what it's there for. It's, you know, why are you struggling? Why are you? And then sometimes people feel like, "Well, I gotta take it." Like, it's almost like they're beating the system, if you will, mm-hmm. you know, and it's their own money. It's, you know, and I try to explain to people so many times, it's one pocket, it's picture a vest with multiple pockets. Okay, so you're leaving it in this pocket, or you are taking it, you're moving it to this pocket. It's okay. So sometimes people have a real hard time getting psychologically right on what they should or shouldn't do with accounts.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is, Mike, is that there's really no right or wrong at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
It's you being comfortable. And our job is to explain to you reasons to do things one way or not do things another way, and just to help you make smart decisions. But there still are people who, "Yeah, you know what? I know it's extra money into my checking account every month, but I like it, yeah. So I'm good with it."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You're good with it. Now, one of the other things, Mike, is that people don't think about, and your vest scenario is good, is that sometimes, though, when you take a pocket, you got money in a pocket that's got a flap over it with a button on it.
Yeah.
And nobody else can get their hand in that but you.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes when you unbutton it and you take money out of there, the IRS, that IRS guy will stick his hand in and go, whoop, yeah. Give me a little piece of that.
No, listen, Doug, moving money around or taking monies or touching monies, you have to know the ramifications of it. You mm-hmm. know, and if I do take it out of this account and I'm not taking it out for really a particular reason besides just taking it, am I triggering taxes? Am I stunting growth? What are the ramifications of doing that?
Right.
So, but, you know, it's a decision process. And like you said, Doug, so many times with our clients, I mean, we'll get called up and ask questions about cars and how should I pay for it and where should I take the money from? And we're only too glad to walk through that process with you for what's best for your situation, because I believe, Doug, it's everybody's situation's different per se when it comes to paying for a car or getting a car or should I lease it or what should I do or how should I finance it? Everybody's different. So there's not a canned answer that's out there.
There's not. You're right. It's you're 100%. You know, Mike, and one of the other things that recently happened, I don't think I talked about this, was a couple of weeks back, is that a client of ours referred their niece over. And when I was having a conversation with the niece, she's like, all right, what is this whole micro economy thing that my aunt is talking to me about? And I'm like, aha, your aunt pays attention to the show. There's a difference between a macro economy and a micro economy, right? And so what we needed to do was I said, well, I'll explain it to you. It's your economic life. It's your situation. It's not what's going on globally, unemployment, inflation, none of that stuff. The microeconomy is what happens inside of your home with your dollars. And we need people to think about the microeconomy because they don't control the macroeconomy. So she started laughing. She goes, well, my aunt didn't explain it exactly how you just explained it to me, but I understand now. I go, yeah. Because she gets it. She understands. You know, the microeconomy is your economic life, your yeah. financial life. And let's talk about that for a second and the importance of that.
Yeah. You know, Doug, I'm going to tell you something. Of all the things we talk about, that may very well be my favorite topic, because I feel it's of such importance that people get caught up. Macro, the big picture, right? What's a couple examples? Interest rates going up or down. Inflation.
It could be anything.
Taxation,
right.
Big things, generally things you can't control, but in a sense, they do trickle down and affect you. So mm-hmm. I don't want to be like, forget those.
Right.
Micro, your kitchen table. Am I employed? Is my wife employed? Do we have enough money coming through the door? How are my investments doing? What am I doing with my money? Am I taking prudent steps? Direct hits to my financial life, okay, very, very boiled down to you, just you in particular. You know, Doug, for years, you and I have come on the show, and of course, yes, we worry about unemployment. We don't want to see unemployment spike. We don't want to see people lose their jobs, but people get caught up into a scenario of, oh, boy, unemployment, you know, just make believe. It's up to 8%, but at the end of the day, unemployment in your house is what, 100%? 50% or 0%.
Right.
And by that means, say both you and your spouse are working, it's 100%. Somebody gets laid off, you're at 50% or it's zero. So, you know, that's some of the ideas. And I think the reason why I like this topic so much, is I think people get caught up into worrying about things they can't control. They got to worry about what they can control, and that'll help their situation.
Well, correct. And it's how are you going to react or respond to the macro stuff that you can't control. And I can give you a great example right now. You cannot control the temperature outside.
Mm. No.
You can't. You have your choice, though. If it's 30 degrees outside, you can go over to that thermostat in your house and control the temperature inside of your house. You're not going to change the temperature outside, but inside of your four walls there, you've got a little device on your wall that you can adjust and make that temperature appropriate for you, how you're comfortable. Well, the same thing holds true in the financial world. You're not going to control what the GDP is. You're not going to control what the unemployment rate is. You're not going to control what the interest rates are. What we can control inside is what are we going to do inside of these four walls in relationship to the stuff that's outside that we can't control. And that's what's really important. And that's what we want to emphasize to you that we want to work with you on. Mike and I are never going, ever going to have any say on the overnight lending rate by the Federal Reserve. Never.
Right. You know, I say to folks all the time, like that come in and meet us and you know, implement planning and all that. And I'll say to them all the time, I said, listen, I don't control the stock market. If I did, it would be up every day. Don't worry about it. I got us covered, right? Including myself. But we have to put the right planning into place. What's prudent for you? Take prudent steps to be ready when things do go our way. It, you know, a stock market up or down is a macro item. Now, what you do with your personal money is how you control it, right? It's just like taxation. Oh, you know, boy, if they put Doug in office, he's going to raise taxes on everybody. Okay, you can't really control that. I mean, you can vote, but at the end of the day, so are a lot of people. But what are you doing with your money? Are you ripping money out of an IRA senselessly and paying tax for no reason? Control it.
Right. And that's where we come into play. See, we are your go-to guys to help you work on your microeconomy, your little economy inside of your house. And, you know, what's going on there? And that, you know, and I shouldn't say little economy because it is a big economy. It's your economy. It's really very important. And whether you like it or not, folks, you are the CEO, the chief executive officer of a financial company. It's your own financial company. Now, if you don't have the knowledge, the experience, and the wisdom to run that company, I think that you would want it to be successful, so you ought to hire us to do that for you at the end of the day. So, you know, that's one of the things that it comes down to, and it was a great conversation, and it always makes us happy and chuckle a little bit when we hear somebody repeat something that we talk about on the radio.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Doug, but I think the big thing today is that, you know, we talked about financial, we talked about just things out there in the economy to start the show. Then we talked about financial organization, right? And now we're talking about micro versus macro. I think I want people to understand, I think they can see it today. Our job, our value that we bring is so much more than up or down in the market.
Oh, right.
I think there's people that think, okay, these guys are buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. That's what they do. They're gonna be the quarterback calling out those shots. And I think there's so much more to it of starting from financial organization and working your way through and what affects me, what doesn't affect me, and having conversations. I think that's where our value lies. Well, I really believe that.
Well, I believe we're very good money managers. Right. So we do a great job of the asset allocation part of it, the income planning part of it, and all that stuff. The thing is, if you think about it, folks, those items, though, are just tools to accomplish the other things. And too many people in this industry and too many public people out there think of it this way, is that that's a separate own thing. The money management, the asset allocation, the retirement income planning. They think that's a thing out on its own island when that's really the driver for all these other things. Because how do you know what investments to buy? How do you know what strategies to employ? How do you know what allocations to use if you don't know what the other things are that you're looking to do or accomplish? And unfortunately, there's magazines out there that you can buy. There's newspapers out there. There's websites you can go to that are just telling you all the time, this is the best investment to buy. This is the best product to buy. This is the, well, depend for what? Is a hammer better than a screwdriver?
Yeah.
Well, no. Not if you're trying to put a screw in a wall. A hammer's not better than a screwdriver. And a screwdriver's not better than a hammer if you're trying to put a nail into a piece of wood. Well, the same thing holds to, you know, a certain investment product may not be good for you if you're looking to accomplish something else. It's something that needs to have skillful management with it. And that's what we bring to the table for the people out here.
Yeah. And Doug, if I may, I think it's a holistic approach to your financial body, if you will, you know, and you and I have said numerous times, right? Every blue moon, somebody tries to come through the door and say, I just want you to handle this one account.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you and I both cringe at that mm-hmm. because it's, you know, we believe in it's the holistic approach and everything. And you've said it 1,000 times on the show. There's no one trick pony or, you know, my stomach's hurting, so take a blood pressure pill. I could kill you. You know what I'm saying? So we believe in the holistic financial body and everything working and being, you know, on one page rolling forward.
Yeah. And how many of you listening to the show right now don't agree with it? Right. I think it's very few.
Right.
I think most of you probably say, yeah, that's a sensible, logical approach to things.
Yeah.
It makes sense. That's the way to do it. But you're not picking the phone up.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the opportunity to pick the phone up. Don't be shy. Yeah. Pick it up. We offer to our radio show listeners complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation. Pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. Sit down and have a conversation with us for an hour. I mean, I think that we're pretty good thought leaders. We have good strategies. And, you know, come on and sit down. You may actually leave with something you can implement right after that meeting.
Doug, so many people listening don't even realize this, and they don't think of themselves like this, but they're diamonds in the rough. They really are. I mean, they've done a great job and they've done things, but they're just, it's not coordinated. It's all over the place. They don't know what they're doing. They just, you know, they're moving forward, but like kind of with their head cut off type mm-hmm. of scenario. And, you know, let's get it coordinated. Let's get the whole complete financial picture of you. Let's have everything doing what we spent the show on today, and you'll see how much better you feel about yourself.
Yeah. And not even that, you know, we've been at this for a very long time. We have simple strategies to do this. We know that people don't want to get overwhelmed. We know that. I don't want to get overwhelmed. You don't want to get overwhelmed. Nobody wants to get overwhelmed. They want to come in. They want to sit down. They want to talk about it. And they want somebody to say, here's some easy ideas for you to do in order to help you accomplish your goals or, you know, realize what you want to realize. And that's what I think we're very good at.
Doug, one of my expressions is to talk about getting overwhelmed is when I'm doing something and it's like, and something starts to go wrong. I'm like, oh, here we go. You know, like that's what's going through me. And we're trying to get that here we go. You know, I'm worried about stuff or here comes the next issue out of your financial life.
Right. And listen, we can't call you. You got to call us. So pick the phone up and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. Now, we've got offices in Clark, meeting facility in Florham Park, Paramus, Toms River. If you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you, as well as we say it over and over, we'll make a house call or we'll do a virtual appointment with you, whatever's easiest for you. But you need to pick the phone up and give us a call in order to take advantage of it. And the number is 855-262-3722. It's never too early or too late to sit down and do it. You can be pre-retired, you can be post-retired, you can be retiring tomorrow. It doesn't matter because there's probably a strategy or technique that could be implemented to help you with your overall situation.
Yeah, great, great point there, Doug. Right? How many people say, but I'm already retired.
Right.
Well, you're already retired. Your financial life didn't end. There's probably another 25 to 30 years of your life and your financial life. Are you retiring on that?
Well,
or did you retire from your job?
Yeah. And you know what else, Mike, is that, you know, I was thinking about this the other day after last week's show. And I don't think that these days enough people are paying attention to their legacy either. What am I going to leave behind?
Yeah.
You know? I want to leave a big legacy behind.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
No, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And a relative big legacy. You know what I'm saying?
It's a body of work. You've worked a lifetime. You know, it's a body of work.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about inheritance planning and we'll have a show about that coming up here again soon, is that when you're planning for inheritance, leaving an inheritance behind, I don't like calling it estate planning. I like calling it inheritance planning. I think people identify with it more. When you're going to leave an inheritance behind, you worked your entire lifetime. You went to work when you were sick, when you didn't feel good, you missed an event, whatever. You did what you needed to do to accumulate your assets. One of the last lessons that you can teach your children or your nieces or nephews or anybody else is that through proper planning, you can set up and help the next generation so significantly. And isn't that what it's really all about, right? When it's over for me, I want it to be better for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, by setting it up properly and not leaving a mess. Yeah. We've had a lot of messes that we've had to clean up for clients when it comes to inheritance planning, too.
You missed a word, unnecessary messes.
Unnecessary mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just a sin, you know, when you see it, like that could all have been avoided and you work so hard. Why, you know? So, yeah, you know, it's another thing, too, Doug, talking about that is one of the great things you and I know we get to throw a lot of is when the grandparents have done 529 college plans for the grandchildren. It's time for them to go to school and they call up and they're taking the withdrawals or they call up and say, oh, you know, my daughter's going to be calling you, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're going to need money. That's a thrill, too, seeing the help that they were smart enough to do that and what they're doing for their grandchildren many years down the road.
Yeah, 100%. Like, there's so many different things that we can help people do and set up. And if they'll just take the time to come in and sit down with us and have this conversation. Yeah. So, again, I want to remind you, the telephone number is 855-262-3722. That number, again, is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up and give us a call. We'd like to meet with you. Michael, anything you want to add here?
I'm good.
Yep, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call. How much do you really know about retirement readiness? Like how to earn income in retirement, Social Security, Medicare, inheritance planning, and other important financial issues. It's not a one-size-fits-all plan, but there are some things you can do to be prepared. Join Doug and Mike, the hosts of Your Financial Future, for a retirement readiness workshop Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Tom's River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. This workshop is free to Your Financial Future listeners, and dinner will also be served. Few people actually take the time to create a plan for living during retirement, but the ones who do live happy and long lives. So be retirement ready and join Doug and Mike from Wealth Management Group Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at Aqua Blue Restaurant in Toms River, or Thursday, November 14th at Nero's in Livingston. Space is limited. Reserve your spot by calling 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 or wealthmanagegroup.com. The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.